In a televised address to the nation 1 year after he took office, Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok reiterated his government's commitment to facilitate the appearance of ousted President Omar al-Bashir and four other Sudanese suspects before the ICC to answer questions about the alleged atrocities committed in Darfur region. Hamdok says his government has been engaged in peace talks with various armed groups and that soon the Sudanese people will celebrate the signing of a final peace agreement. He also pointed out the reforms that the government has carried out over the past years.
We lifted the Public Order Act, which had been used by the previous administration to oppress our citizens, especially women. We also amended a lot of laws that have been so oppressed to freedoms, such as the National Security Act and the Sudanese Panel Act. And we all continue to amend all other laws to ensure that we have laws that protect and respect human rights and dignity.
Hamdok admits the government is still struggling to revive the country's economy.
Our citizens are still facing heavy economic situation in their daily lives. I am aware of this development and I am so concerned about it. This is due to economic distortion that were left over by the previous administration, as well as due to some reforms that we are now working on.
Hamdok says the transitional government has made a significant progress toward the goal of removing Sudan from the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism.
Sudanese people have never been in support to terrorism nor chaos that has been practiced by previous administration through its bad policies as they destroy the name of our people through their 1989 coup, which has destroyed the name of our country.
Osman Omar al-Badri, a resident of Khartoum's Mayo neighborhood who hails from the Darfur region, says the government needs to expedite transitional justice, especially for those who lost their loved ones.
We're still missing a lot of people. We are still facing problems with the issue of fair distribution of power and resources. There are states that are still experiencing a lot of intimidation from the elements of previous regime. Not much freedom space has been provided.
Sudanese writer and political analyst Abdul Munem Himid says Hamdok offered nothing new in his speech. He says the country's economy situation has gotten worse over the last year. Himid believes the elements of previous regime are still working day and night to hinder the efforts of the transitional government.
Now it is clear that there are still some hands of the deep state and they are playing dirty games to make a real drop and stop the process of having or making the demand of the revolution.
While some reforms in the justice system have taken place, Hemet says the government must still establish a legislative council to help hold the executive branch accountable for their deeds. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.